afternoon is for some scattered thunderstorms and isolated showers. There could be hail this afternoon, some large hail, highs in the lower 80s, a chance of rain's only at 30%. But the forecast continues through tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and isolated thunderstorms, and you could have gusty winds and large hail this evening. It's getting down to around 60 degrees, a chance of rain tonight, 20%. And tomorrow will be partly sunny and breezy and less humid with highs around 70 degrees. A few clouds hanging around tomorrow night, going down to the upper 40s, and partly sunny on Monday, highs in the upper 60s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be listening to the music of a band called Promise of the Real. We'll also be hearing them with Neil Young. And then later in the program, we'll be listening to Paul Simon. Let's get started with a song by Promise of the Real.
For me, give me something real, baby. Give me something real, baby. I'm begging you to give me something real, baby. I'm begging you to give me something real, baby. I'm begging you to give me something real, baby. I'm begging you to give me something real, baby. I wanna see you getting mad. I wanna feel like you're crying for me. Give me something real. Give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. You're crying for me. Give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me
Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. That's the title track from an album that was just released March 11th in 2016. So, oh man, what an incredible energy. Maybe that's the first time you've heard that band. Maybe you've heard them before and you didn't realize it. But when I first heard this album, which is the first time that I've heard this band playing by themselves, playing their own music, a few things struck me. Oh my God, the energy's really hot. It's Southern rock and roll. It's kind of like ZZ Top or Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, it's good, hard, that hard electric guitar sound, really rock and roll. And at the same time, I think some of that also comes from the Southern accent that Lucas Nelson has. But at the same time, I feel that Southern rock thing. I also get this incredible West Coast folk rocky kind of thing. And I can't figure out exactly what gives me that feeling, the rolling nature of the song, the spontaneity of it. Anyway, very exciting. So who are these young men? Well, I first heard of Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real when when Neil Young released his album called The Monsanto Years in June of 2015. And when I got into that record, I discovered that the Promise of the Real is a band started by Willie Nelson's son. So there's the Southern rock influence. There's the Southern accent. And when you listen, we're going to hear a couple more songs from this album. Now, you probably know the sound of Willie Nelson's voice. Well, when you listen to Lucas Nelson, think about it. You can hear the father and son connection in the sound of their voices. So anyway, they were playing a Farm Aid benefit in... And that's when Neil Young met Promise of the Real and heard them play and invited them to jam. And then he recorded an album with them. And I got really curious. So I got a copy of this new release, like I said, in March 2016. So, when I'm thinking Southern rock and West Coast rock, Lucas Nelson says his idols are Jimi Hendrix and Neil Young. When you actually go to their website, promiseoftherial.com, they pretty much have a lovely self-description. Cowboy, hippie, surf, rock. All right. So it's cool. Willie Nelson has been married 4 times, and he's got 7 children. And there's 2 brothers, Lucas and Micah, that recorded on that Neil Young album. And from what I can tell, Lucas is around 26, something like that. So he was born in around 1990. And he was raised, I'm thinking, in Maui, Hawaii, where Willie Nelson lives. Now, I've always associated Willie Nelson with Austin, Texas. But I think that when he's not performing, he lives in Hawaii on the island of Maui, and all the homes there are pretty much self-powered with solar power, and Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson all live out there in the neighborhood, and that's, I think, where Lucas grew up. And it is an incredible thing to see when a son follows in the footsteps of his father. And I'm thinking that, if more people had the luxury of growing up in a successful home like Willie Nelson provided, you know, that it allowed his son to really flower as a songwriter and as a musician. So the West Coast thing, I was really pleased when I read a little bit about how the band started. And I was right on about the West Coast thing because, you know, the hippie surf rock stuff. So actually, Lucas, in the fall of 2007, Lucas was at a Neil Young show in Los Angeles where he met this guy, Anthony Loguerfo. And the story that he tells is this, and here's what Lucas has to say. After the show, we went back to his place and went surfing in the night with a bunch of his buddies. I got stung by a stingray, and that night I had to sleep on the couch with my foot in a bucket of hot water to neutralize the venom. And he bought me this huge pile of weed, and I knew we'd be best friends after that. So that's how Lucas met Anthony Loguerfo. Now, Anthony Loguerfo is the drummer in The Promise of the Real. Lucas plays guitar and sings. And so they started a band, apparently, from out there in Los Angeles. Loguerfo on drums, Tato Melgar on percussion, and Corey McCormick on bass. And they named their song, The Promise of the Real, they named their band after a line in one of Neil Young's songs. Neil Young wrote a song called Walk On in 1974, and the line goes from Neil Young's song, "Some get stoned, some get strange, but sooner or later it all gets real." So I love the way that these guys took that line. And what Lucas says is, quote, "We listened to Neil Young every day when we started the band, and Walk On has always been one of my favorite songs. So the idea that the promise that someday it will get real." Let's listen to a couple more tracks from Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. The first song we heard was Everything. The first song we heard is Something Real. There's another song on this album, and I thought it'd be a nice progression to go from Something Real to the song called Everything is Fake. So Everything is Fake. And then after that, we're going to hear another song called Ugly Color. This is Promise of the Real.
Everything is fake, and so am I. When I'm looking in the mirror, I see no gleam in my eye. I see two empty holes, and I'm falling backwards, spinning, running through. But I want to give you joy. No, your heart is not a toy. I guess I'm still a little boy. I see two empty arms, and I'm falling backwards, spinning, running through the air. We'll break the fall for me. We'll make me finally see. I don't think so, Father. think so, Father.
Thank you.
All right. Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. We just heard the song we just heard is called Ugly Color. And before that, the song is called Everything is Fake. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're kind of exploring a couple of different ideas. But Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, so strong. I believe that's their third album, which was just released in March 11th, 2016. So Lucas is Willie Nelson's son, like I said earlier, and his brother Micah. They're both musicians, although Micah's not an official member